News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Protesting farmers on Monday claimed that there is nothing new in the center's latest letter to them, seeking a date for the next round of talks, as they held a day-long relay hunger strike at all protest sites on Delhi's borders with Haryana and Uttar Pradesh to press their demand for the repeal of the contentious agri laws. The farmer leaders are expected to meet on Tuesday to discuss the next plan of action. Gurmeet Singh of Krantikari Kisan Union said, amid efforts by the unions to draw support from farmers in other states like Bihar for their demand to enact a law assuring minimum support price, the opposition too stepped up the pressure with the Shiromani Akali Dal demanding an emergency parliament session to annul the new laws, while the Left Democratic Front government in Kerala has decided to convene a special session on Wednesday to pass a resolution against the acts. In the letter to 40 union leaders, the joint secretary in the Union Agriculture Ministry, Vivek Agarwal, on Sunday asked them to specify their concerns over its earlier proposal of amendments in the laws and choose a convenient date for the next round of talks so that the ongoing agitation could end at the earliest. The sixth round of talks on December 9 was cancelled following a deadlock, with the farmer unions refusing to budge from the demand for repealing the three laws. The farmer leaders on Monday said they are always ready for dialogue as long as the government is offering a concrete solution. There is nothing new in their letter. We have already rejected the government's proposal to amend the new farm laws. In its letter, the government has asked us to discuss its proposal and convey a date to it for another round of talks. Don't they know our demand? We just want a complete repeal of the new agriculture laws, another farmer leader, Abhimanyu Kohar, said. In the letter, the Union Agriculture Joint Secretary said the centre is making all efforts with an open heart to find an appropriate solution to resolve all concerns raised by farmers. The officer said that in its draft proposal sent on December 9, the government had proposed to make necessary amendments on at least 7 issues, including providing a written assurance to the farmers that the existing minimum support price system would continue. On this issue, we did not talk to them earlier. We are currently discussing how to respond to the government letter, Bharatiya Kisan Union leader Rakesh Tikayat said. Thousands of farmers, mostly from Punjab and Haryana, have been camping at several Delhi border points in the cold wave conditions against the new farm laws for the last 24 days. On Monday, the farmers held relay hunger strike at various protest sites in batches of 11. Tomorrow, there will be a Sanyukt Morcha meeting to decide how and when to respond to the government. We will evaluate the government's letter and then decide, Gurmeet Singh said. The verdict in the sister Abhaya murder case, which had shaken the conscience of Kerala, is expected on Tuesday after almost 28 years. A CBI court is expected to pronounce the verdict. 21-year-old sister Abhaya was found dead in the well of Pius X convent in Kottayam on March 27, 1992. The first accused priest, Father Thomas Kottur, and third accused sister Safi faced trial. The second accused, Father Jose Putrikkail, was discharged in March 2018 by CBI court following his plea. The accused had struck a fatal blow to Sister Abhaya's head with a blunt object when she entered the kitchen of the convent and saw the accused in a compromising position. She was thrown into the well of the convent to make it look like a suicide. The CBI charges against the accused are for IPC 302 of murder and IPC 201 of destroying evidence. 9 witnesses had turned hostile. Many were inmates of the nun who had earlier given statement that they saw the kitchen was disturbed. A total of 49 witnesses were examined. The accused Catholic priests and nun were even subjected to narco analysis test. The CBI filed a charge sheet on July 17, 2009, mainly on the basis of scientific evidences like the narco analysis test. Earlier, local police and crime branch probe had stated it was death by suicide. The case was transferred to the CBI in 1993, followed by protests by Action Council and petition by human rights activist Jomon Puthenpurakkal. The court had earlier rejected 3 reports of the CBI and wanted more probe into the suspicious circumstances. Dozens of journalists at Al Jazeera, the Qatari state-owned media company, have been targeted by advanced spyware in an attack likely linked to the governments of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, a cybersecurity watchdog said on Sunday. Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto said it traced malware that infected the personal phones of 36 journalists, producers, anchors, and executives at Al Jazeera back to the Israel-based NSO group, which has been widely condemned for selling spyware to repressive governments. Most unnerving to the investigators was that iMessages were infecting targeted cell phones without the users taking any action, what's known as a zero-click vulnerability. Through push notifications alone, the malware instructed the phones to upload their content to servers linked to the NSO group, Citizen Lab said, turning journalists' iPhones into powerful surveillance tools without even luring users to click on suspicious links or threatening texts. The coordinated attacks on Qatari-funded Al Jazeera, which Citizen Lab described as the largest concentration of phone hacks targeting a single organization, occurred in July, just weeks before the Trump administration announced the normalization of ties between Israel and the UAE, the arch-rival to Qatar. The breakthrough deal took public what had been a long secret alliance. Analysts say normalization likely will lead to stronger cooperation in digital surveillance between Israel and Persian Gulf sheikdoms. Apple said it was aware of the Citizen Lab report and said the latest version of its mobile operating system, iOS 14, delivered new protections against these kinds of attacks. It sought to reassure users that NSO doesn't target the average iPhone owner, but rather sells its software to foreign governments to target a limited group. Apple said it has not been able to independently verify Citizen Lab's analysis. Citizen Lab, which has been tracking NSO spyware for 4 years, tied the attacks with medium confidence to the Emirati and Saudi governments based on their past targeting of dissidents at home and abroad with the same spyware. The two countries are embroiled in a bitter geopolitical dispute with Qatar, in which hacking and cyber surveillance have increasingly become favored tools. Space enthusiasts had the opportunity to watch a rare celestial event on Monday evening as the Jupiter and Saturn appeared to merge and looked like a single bright star in what is called a conjunction. People gathered to watch the phenomenon, which took place after about 400 years, on rooftops and open grounds in different parts of Kolkata and West Bengal, though the winter fog partially hindered the view. Hundreds of sky gazers assembled at the Birla Industrial and Technological Museum in the city, as the leading science museum has made an arrangement for them to view the cosmic event at the southwestern part of the sky through a telescope, a BITM spokesman said. The two planets have never been seen so close since 1623, director of MP Birla Planetarium, Devi Prasad Duari, said. He said if two celestial bodies visually appear close to each other from the Earth, it is called a conjunction, and such conjunction of the Saturn and the Jupiter is at times called a great conjunction. If it happens once in a lifetime, the planets will again appear to come as close as this from the Earth on March 15, 2080. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.